With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Republicans say a final budget reconciliation bill may not be approved until the fall. Bob Agnew reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson favors passage of a final bill by April, but Senate negotiators predict it may not come until August or even September. The House goal of trimming the deficit by $880 billion over 10 years will be no easy task, especially as lawmakers fight to avoid deep cuts to programs like Medicaid, but also embrace President Trump's call to cut and even eliminate some taxes. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump announces a giant U.S. investment by Hyundai. The South Korean automaker plans to invest $20 billion, which includes a $5 billion steel plant in Louisiana. President Trump said it's proof that his tariffs are working. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is raising concerns that his administration's agenda is being blocked by federal district judges who issue nationwide injunctions against some of his policies. Some Trump supporters want the U.S. Supreme Court to rein in such injunctions, but in an interview today on the Salem Radio Network, Wisconsin State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is advocating caution.
It's better to let the issues develop in the lower courts. The lawyers can file some briefs. The judges there can examine evidence and affidavits. Do that in a more deliberate way so that by the time the case gets to the Supreme Court, the issues will be more narrowed. They'll be identified. The evidence will be more focused. That's the preferred way to do it. I think on this one, they're probably going to take their time. And this is a huge legal issue.
Judge Schimmel made his observations on the Chris DeGaulle show earlier today. President Trump says his longtime lawyer will be the new interim U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, Alina Haba. This is SRN News. Well, when should a person get married?
That's the question the Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and the answer is somewhere in your middle 20s. Most poll respondents also think if you plan to have kids, you should start before you hit 30. The irony of these answers is the vast majority of Americans who do get married and have kids are doing it later and later, while increasing numbers are not doing either. Experts blame the economy and certain cultural influences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas State Senate has advanced bills that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments and allow districts to provide students with time to pray during school hours. The votes are the latest sign of confidence by conservative lawmakers that courts will codify their opposition to church-state separation into federal law and spark a revitalization of faith in America. This is SRN News. Police are holding suspects in connection with the deadly weekend shooting in New Mexico.
Authorities say a 20-year-old man and three teens have been arrested on suspicion of murder following a shooting that left three people dead and 15 injured. The shooting occurred at Young Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Friday night. Police say an altercation broke out after an unauthorized car show had drawn about 200 people to the park. The gunshot victims ranged in age from 16 to 36. Investigators say the suspects could face additional charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
Yellowstone National Park has a new thermal vent spewing steam into the air that could be visible by tourists. The park's roads open up next month after the winter. It was last summer that scientists documented the new feature and measured steam at a blistering 170 degrees. More details at SRNNews.com.